I believe somewhere along in there, I'm going to read you some scripture there this morning. And while you're turning there, I want to say that you do want to be back now tonight. Tonight we're just going to have a great old 4th of July fellowship time. And I am going to preach. We're going to have fireworks and hot dogs, hamburgers, or Spam. If you want Spam on the grill, brother. Nothing wrong with that. Might get me up just a little bit on this, Brother Mike. Spam on the grill, brother. How's that for a redneck 4th of July in a church parking lot? Only in America. Isn't that right? But we are seriously going to have a good time tonight. Please, please don't miss tonight's service. Don't say, well, we plan to go to Mama's. Well, go to Mama's and come back or wait till after church. You're going to miss it tonight. We're going to show you some video and you might see yourself on here. And I did not make this video. I hadn't even seen but what you've seen here this morning. And there's like an hour of it. So there's no telling. Psalm 126. Look at verse number 3. Psalm 126 and verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I want to talk about that just for a minute. As Corey sang the song a while ago, God's been good. God's been good in my life. I want to say a few things about how God's blessed our church. And I'm going to talk about our church this morning. I could go for hours telling you stories about things that's happened here at our church. But I want to say first, God's been good in our blessings. When we first started our church, I don't know if you could see it on the video screen there, but we had these little plastic chairs that somebody gave us, and they were all different colors. They were orange and yellow and red and purple and green, and some of them were about that big, and some of them about that big, and some of them about that big, and that's all the chairs we had. And somebody come in one day and they said, them chairs look like Fruit Loops. And from then on, we call them the Fruit Loop chairs. Still do to this day. And we remember sitting on those Fruit Loop chairs. Them Fruit Loop chairs were about that off of the floor, and only they were for little kids. And some people had a hard time sitting on them Fruit Loop chairs. They had two of them. And we had a great time. And we're not perfect, and I don't want to give you the impression we didn't think that. We're a long way from it. But God has been good to this church. The Lord has. There has not been, to my knowledge, another church in Burke County. Burke County is a dead place spiritually. And to my knowledge, there has not been another church in Burke County, Bible preaching church, that has took off at like this one has in a long, long time. I don't know of another church in this county that's a Bible-believing church that has seen the growth and that we've seen, and I don't say that boasting. I'm just letting you know that God's been good to us. Make sure you always look at the good things God's doing and not the bad things the devil's doing. So we've been blessed. It took off immediately. I remember the first Sunday, I said, Lord, when's somebody going to get saved? Lord, when's somebody going to get saved? And we had three services and nobody got saved. Then the next Sunday, nobody got saved. And the attendance was worse than the first Sunday. And I prayed and I said, in my mind, God's stamp of approval would be somebody getting saved. And sure enough, that night I preached and I preached hard, and there was a young man over here on my right. He and his wife hit the altar and got saved. And it was just like, just broke it in. I mean, like starting up a new car. It was such a blessing. Immediately, we started seeing more people get saved. We had camp meeting that fall in 2000, first year. And I invited a bunch of my preacher friends, and I said, look, we ain't got no money. But I said, if you want to come and help us, you know, I've been to your churches for years trying to help y'all, drove, fasted, and prayed. They said, we'd be glad to, Brother Danny. We'd be honored to come and help y'all with your first camp meeting. And it was good. And then we had the youth rally the next year. And in the tent. And then we moved over to the fairground. Brother Randy Dale mentioned that we might could use the fairground. And we've been using it ever since. This year we had almost 1,100 people at the youth rally and over 50 different churches represented. We have literally seen hundreds of people saved over there at the fairground. So God's been good to us. He really, really has. We've seen a lot of things. I've gone out witnessing and preaching and now on the radio and our missionaries we support. And we are on the radio 5 days a week. You can hear anywhere in Western North Carolina, upstate South Carolina, and anywhere in the world, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on the internet every day, 5 days a week. So God's really been good and He's blessed us and blessed us. Some of the greatest services we've had stick in my mind. They've got copies of it back there this morning. Failure is not final with the Father. The Pony Express. Some of those services we had back in the early years when the Lord really moved and the power of God fell. And it was good. It was good. We've had some blessings. I mean, we've had some funny stuff. I won't take time to go into all of it. Somebody asked me about this story the other day. And I remember a few years after we started, I had bought that Toyota 4Runner when our church was about 3 years old from a junkyard. My 4Runner still got it. And that thing was tore all to pieces. It was smashed. And Brother Ray Blankenship, he said, "Brother Danny, I'll fix that thing for you. You just go get the parts and I'll fix it." So me and him was getting parts, and he'd send me to Hickory and send me here. A couple days a week, I'd go hunt parts for that thing. And we finagled around. And it was a 2000 model. But we had to put a whole back end of it. Got it off a 99, so it's really a 99 and a half now. But it really turned out good, I mean, as you can see. But anyway, you've heard me tell this story before. Our church was getting known. And everybody in town started saying, "Who's got that building over there and running them buses up and down the road?" And you know, it wasn't long at all till everybody we meet said, "Oh yeah, I saw your buses. Oh yeah, I saw you. Oh yeah, I rode by there and parked." One man told somebody, he said, "Every time I go by there, there's more cars in that parking lot." He said, "What are they doing in there?" And then we had people just drive by there and see my name on the sign and started coming. And that was a blessing. Well, I thought, well, this is Morgan and now we're going to have, I'm, you know, these people are a little bit more big shotty than they think they are. Then we are in McDowell County. And so one day I went and bought a part for that 4Runner. And it was, I think it was an alternator or something. It was pretty expensive part, and I had it in a box. And I'd going to take it to Brother Ray. He said, "Get that thing over here, Brother Danny." And I paid like $150 for it or something like that, I'm guessing. But it was somewhere pretty much money. And I went over there, and I got to looking for that thing, and I couldn't find it. And I got over and I said, "Brother Ray, I know I had it in the back end of this. I forgot what I was driving, car, truck, or something. I said, I know I had it in the back end of this thing." He said, "Well, where is it?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "It couldn't have fell out. You don't just go down the road and all coordinator fall out of your truck or something." I said, "It was back here. I know it was." And then it hit me. I went, "Oh no." He said, "What?" I said, "Brother Ray, I was over there in town and dumped the trash from the church, and I bet you that I throwed that thing away with that trash." He said, "Where was you?" And I was over there where I had the front end lined up, right beside Butch's Barbecue, there right across the street from Walmart. I said, "I'll guarantee you that it's in that dumpster." He said, "Oh, I'll be, Brother Danny, I hate that." I said, "Well, I'm going to go back and get it." He said, "You can just go buy it." I ain't going to buy no nothing. They ain't 150. I'm going to go get it. So here I go. I'm the big shot reverend from the new church in town. I pull up over there across from Walmart, and I looked around like this, and I thought, "Well, I don't care if anybody's looking or not." I started climbing up in that dumpster. I got up in there like that, and I got that lid up like that. I started looking. Man, it stuck. Have you ever been in one of them things? Lord have mercy. I mean, there's rat. You see a rat go this way and that way, and it's about that deep. I said, "Well, bless God, here goes." I didn't know. I mean, there was all, and I jumped down in that thing. I was trying to hold my breath. I was digging, and I seen my bag, and I digged, and I digged, and I digged, and I found that thing. I said, "Hallelujah, there's my car park." And I got, and I thought, "How am I going to get out of here?" Them doors, it was high. And I thought, "Lord, I can't get out." And then I finally jumped up there, and I was pulling myself up, and I pulled that thing up on top, and then it hit me. It had not hit me till right then. What if somebody sees me crawling out of this dumpster? I saw him. I know it was him. He was drunk. He had black stuff all over his face. Climbing out. He lives. He's homeless. I said, oh my soul. Lord, don't let nobody see me. I don't care about me, Lord, but I don't want the church to look bad. I climbed out of that thing, and then I told the person, somebody found out about it, and some smart aleck went and bought me a t-shirt. And brother said, here, Brother Danny, wear this in flambeau. It said, dumpster diver, right here on the front. I still got that shirt. I might wear it tonight when we play ball. But I tell you, we had some blessings. I'll never forget the time we went. I'll tell you one on Brother Mike, one of our founding fathers back there. Stand up, Brother Mike, one of our founding fathers. Right there he is. Let's give him a big hand this morning, Mighty Mike. Brother Mike drove us. We was all going Christmas caroling. And we was going Christmas caroling because we had all the young people together. We had a bus load of kids. That bus was packed. And boy, we took off, went over here. I said, now rich people's got the nice Christmas decorations. Go where the rich people live. We went in some development down here off Highway 64, down in there. He said, I know where some are, Brother Danny. We went down in there and we was playing the guitar and singing Christmas songs and having the best time ever was. And boy, we got down and we got in this real fancy housing development and he had to back the bus down in there, you know, because it's like a one of these things like where it goes around like this and there's real rich houses. Boy, them was pretty decorations. I mean, some of them had some all over their yard. Big, and they had these things sticking up and all in the yard. Well, somehow or another, we got down in there and you couldn't see and he couldn't see and it was dark. He couldn't see in the daytime. And he got down in there. He backed that bus down in there. And we said, all right, brother, let's go. And the bumper of the bus somehow or another got hooked on them people's Christmas decorations. And it hooked on there. I said, let's go, brother. We was going up the road. Somebody said, stop! Stop! We was dragging all their Christmas lights up the highway. I said, oh, Lord. I said, maybe they ain't home. And they wasn't home, thank God. And I think somebody got out and took them back over and just threw them in their yard. I don't know what happened to them. That's awful. That's probably a crime. I don't know. We had some good time. We had some good time. I want to say God's been good in our blessings. And I want to talk about them buses. God's been good in our buses. Thank God we've been allowed. We do now have the largest bus ministry in this county right now, Shining Light Baptist Church, or Caldwell County, or Catawba County that I know of. There might be one in Catawba. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. God's been good in our buses. And if you're in the bus ministry, thank God for you. God's been good in our buses. And if you're not in the bus ministry, you ought to be part of it one way, sometime, somehow. What a blessing our buses have been. They go pick up kids. The devil don't like it. He hates them. But I'm telling you, God's been good to our buses. I remember we're coming back one night. We've been off to some more conference somewhere. We broke down on interstate. And it was about 20-something degrees. Y'all remember we were sitting down there on the side of the interstate? I'm talking about cold, brother. And there wasn't no heat in that thing. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and had to call somebody to come and get us, and I don't know how we ever finally got home. We had a great time. Boy, I tell you, the Lord blessed. We went to a camp in South Carolina and took one of them old buses. It was about 100 degrees, and there was mosquitoes, and it was hot. Oh, it was awful. And boy, we laid down there in like a swamp, old nasty buildings and stuff. Dope. And I've been out drunk there. He come over and put his arm around me and said, Danny, you've had a rough time, ain't you? You hang in there, son. I said, God, this is messed up. I mean, that's the truth. He said, if I can ever help you, let me know. His heart might have been more right than that preacher. I tell you, it's messed up, ain't it? I'm going to tell you something this morning. God's been good in our battles. You know, if you'll stand the Lord and do right, He'll help you fight your battles. And if you can't fight them, He'll fight them for you. I'm weak and lowly and I'm nothing this morning. I deserve to be in hell, but glory, hallelujah. I got a big, big God up there that's taking care of me and watching over me. And He's been good in our battle. And all the glory belongs to Him. I'm telling you, God's been good. God's been good. And listen, if you ought to be a part of this. You ought to be a part. If you're visiting today, join up, man. Sign up today. We're looking for a few good men. Amen. I tell you something, God's been good in our battles. God's been good in our burdens. We've had sickness. Our altar's been wet with tears. When people come in and say, Brother Danny, I got a bad report. when Miss Sue had cancer, that was her. And everybody prayed for her. And then Bo here had cancer. And he's not here with us this morning. And then just that little baby right there, just a few days old, spent a few days in the hospital. And I was in Florida. Little Bryson right there. Somebody sent me a text, said they had to take little Bryson to Winston-Salem. He had a pretty rough week. And immediately I got a couple of texts. People saying, pray for him. Pray for him. Pray. You know what that means? God's been good to us. You know, isn't it good to have a church to know that when you do have problems, you got your church family to be around you and help you, and you know they'll be there for you? See, church ain't just somewhere you go on Sunday just so you can have a clear conscience or feel good. It's a family. We're the family of God. We're like brothers and sisters. And a lot of times we're closer to each other than we are our real, honest to goodness, real brothers and sisters. You know why? We're a family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. God's been good to us in our burdens. Man, those youth rallies. Boy, you talk about work and fasting and praying. Good night. Man, I'm telling you, every year, we put so much into that youth rally that something in my mind says, this is crazy. And then at that big service when they all hit that altar and people getting saved right and left, and I say, this is worth it. This is worth it. And we're ready to do it again. God's been good to us in our burden. Let me say one more thing this morning. I'm going to let you go. God's been good to us in our building. We had two buildings. One, 306 Carbon City Road. A little building over there. We rented. I went to the man. I was riding down the street and I saw that phone number up there, for lease. I called it. I said, what do you take for it? He gave me a price and I said, that's too much. I said, will you just rent it to us? He said, no, I'll lease it for a year. I said, man, I ain't going to sign no year lease. Well, I don't know about this. Liable to bomb out in a week or two. I said, just... And he came down on the rent, gave us the first month free, and didn't sign no lease. And I said, okay. And we moved in there, and we had that little building. Long story short, we began to pray, save our money, pray, save our money. And I don't know where the money came from. We saved up, I forgot what we had, $150,000, something like that, to buy this place with. It cost more than that. But we put that down on this property, and we have 11 and a half acres right bordering Interstate 40. I told a preacher in Florida, I said, we got 11 and a half acres on the side of the interstate. He said, what? I said, well, six of it's straight up, but we do have it. I said, I'll give you an acre if you find somewhere for me to put it. And but anyway, I always dreamed of that. I always dreamed. Years ago, I used to tell Karen, I want a church on the hill with a billboard on the side of the interstate. That's the truth. Long time ago. 20 years ago, I used to say that. God's been good to us. And just as sure as we came in here, are you listening? I'm going to say this and I'm through. We worked hard on this place. I mean, all them walls, this platform, the men of our church done a lot of this with their own hands. Night after night after night, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night working. And then the Bible says this, I want you to remember this. We came in here that first Sunday, we said, woo! We moving on up. I mean, we thought we was big shots coming in this new building. And it is nice. I'm not ashamed of it. It's a beautiful place. And I got to thinking, we worked so hard on this building. We worked so hard on this building. And then the Bible said this. Listen to this, Shining Light. I've been talking about the last 11 years. Now I'm going to end with talking about the next year or the next month or the next year. Just as we worked hard getting this building and move into it, the Bible said over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it said, for if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a heavenly, a building not made with hands. We've got another building. We got another building up yonder, and we're working on it every day. I'm working on the building. You know that old song? I'm working on the building. That's what they meant. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Every time you walk in that door, we're working on a building. Every time you get out of track, we're working on a building. Every time you read your Bible and try to get somebody to church, you're working on a building. Every time, listen, brother, I thank God we got one over yonder, building not made with hands. And one day, hallelujah, hallelujah, this is just temporary. Listen, that's why it's not that important what kind of building we have church in. It's only temporary. This is not our final building. We done got one over yonder. That land's bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. We'll walk in them gold streets. We'll live there forever. Saturday night, this building just holds us for a little while. We got one over yonder that'll make us look like an outside toilet, porta john somewhere. Thank God we've got a building waiting over there. Biltmore House, are you kidding? You wait. You just wait. Gold. The Biltmore House got gold streets? No. Biltmore House 1,500 miles high? Nope. Biltmore House, you think Paris Hilton's house is going to look like that? Lord have mercy. We'd feel sorry for that poor little poverty-stricken little brat. I mean, we'd say, hey, we're working on a building. Amen. We're working on a building. They said one time this little boy, he at Christmas, and he's downtown, and he's looking through glass at these toys. And when he looked through glass at these toys, a rich man come down through there. He said, son, what are you doing? He said, I just love to look at these toys, but I don't have no money, and I can't go in there, and I can't buy none. The rich man went in there and bought him them toys. And he paid for them and come back out and he said, here. And the little boy said, you mean I get to have them? He said, here, they're yours. And he said, I can look at them now and there's no glass between. There's no glass between. He couldn't get over that. He could just see it with no glass between. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says now we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face. I shall know him, I shall know him. By the marks of the nails in his hand. Boy, you talk about it. One day. Listen, when you come to Shining Light Baptist Church, we're not just, it's ain't a social club. We're not just coming, we're going somewhere. We're all going. Come go with us. It'll do you good. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, if you don't know, you say, you talk all that stuff about going to heaven and everything. How do you know that? Because I know that the rich man paid for my toys. Jesus Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood. And I'm trusting Him to get me there. And you can do the same thing. I want to do something this morning. I look around here this morning and I see people. My daughters. Others. Brother Max. Mike, Miss Dot, and Phyllis. Sean and Paul and Heather, and they're all out there cooking right now. They was with us. How many of you was here in that very first Sunday? Would you stand, please? Would you stand? If you was here that very first Sunday morning. Man, that was a good look. We had a good time before all y'all got here. Just stay up. Y'all come and messed it up. No, I'm just kidding. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. About 20 of us here this morning. I want to say a special thank you to all of you folks. Miss Dot here. What a blessing she's been to me. I'll tell you something she said one time. She said, I didn't have two dresses when I met Brother Danny, and I'm going to make sure I'm sticking with him. That's 30 years ago. And I praise God for her. Y'all can be seated. You know what we're going to do one of these days? We're going up to heaven. And the Lord will say,